We have a preaching subject this morning, and the way the Lord gave it to me, talking the talk versus walking the walk. Can I say that again?
Yes.
Talking the talk versus walking the walk. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying that it's easy to talk. It's easy to talk about Jesus and how good he is. It's easy to talk this salvation and saying how close he is with God, and you're walking in his ways, and then you're doing the opposite. So if you're doing that, you're just talking. Talking is cheap. But now I'm here to tell you, it's time to walk. Amen. It's time to walk. Amen. The walk. It's time to walk for Jesus. There's a lot of talkers in the town. Amen. There's a lot of people saying great things and great swelling words. But them words ain't going to get you anywhere. What's going to get you somewhere is the walk of God. Get the Lord in your bosom. Get the Lord on your mind. Bible said, "Who mind is stayed on thee, he will keep thee in perfect peace." Amen. Anyone can talk about their relationship with Christ. But I'm here to tell you, it ain't time to keep talking about your relationship in Christ. It is time to get a real relationship with Christ. It is time to get involved. It is time to get connected. Praise God. You got people, amen, testifying and testimony service. They got a real long testimony. And they can just talk, and talk and talk and talk. But oh, amen. But amen, after that testimony, we got to live it, praise God. We got to, amen, demonstrate, amen, what God have us to do. Praise ye the Lord. In the fear of the Lord, I want to just say how I feel as a pastor. I feel that a lot of people is going to church, and a lot of people is having the mind concept of godly walk. And a lot of people, amen, do a lot of exercise, amen, and do a lot of things. But Lord Jesus, I want realness. I want it to come from the heart. I want the Lord in tune and intact with your lives. I want you to, amen, say, "Lord, move me out of the way. It's time out." Come on, somebody. I said, it's time out for playing church. It's time to really get connected with the Lord. Praise God. How many know when you get real connected with the Lord, there's a spark in your life? Ain't God good? You got people today, amen, got a lot of noise, amen, but don't have no power. Amen. Speaking a lot of knowledge, amen, but not the knowledge of God. Praise God. It's just like that electrical receptacle there. Praise God. Amen. If you pull in a plug and you plug in a fan, plug in a radio, sometime when you plug it in, you see a spark. Amen. And that show you it's got fire there. Amen. And that fan will work. Praise God. Man. And that radio will work. Praise ye the Lord. But sometime you plug it in and nothing works. Amen. The fan ain't working. The radio ain't working. It ain't got no spark. Something wrong. Amen. And that's what I'm trying to tell you, church, and in the fear of God, check your life. Make sure that you got that spark. Make sure that you got that power. Amen. We can sing that song all day long. Send the power down. Amen. I do believe that the power is down, but we got to reach out and receive it. Amen. And grab it and let it be a part of your life. Not just here on Sunday, not just here on Wednesday night prayer service, not just on Friday night Bible study, but it got to be with us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. You know, in here. I said it's time to walk the walk. Amen. And quit talking the talk. Praise God. Amen. Everybody can say, Lord, Lord. But we got to keep his commandments. Amen. How many know we must be a follower of Christ? How many know we must keep his commandments? And the Bible said his commandments is not grievous. What that mean? His commandment is not grievous. It ain't so hard that we can't live it. It's so tight that we can't live it. It's tight, but it's right. Amen. Praise God. I want to preach to not just the congregation here, but I want to preach to the entire world today. Amen. Praise God. A lot of stuff going on. And I'm not pleased with what I see. And I'm not pleased with what I hear. But I want to tell you, as I say quite often, the word of the Lord will answer every question and it will work out every problem. Amen. I rely on the word. You sit around and listen at the news and watch the news and seeing all this stuff. Amen. If you don't keep your Bible open, you'll get sidetracked. Praise God. You'll be them folks that's supposed to be living an ungodly life. You'll have them going to heaven. Amen. And the person that going to heaven, you have them talking like they're going to hell. Come on, somebody. We got to get this thing right. Amen. I want to tell you, in the fear of the Lord, if you're not following this roadmap here, if you ain't following the word of God, this is what's going to get you to heaven. This got upon precepts, the word of the Lord, upon line, amen. If you're not following that, I don't care how much, what I would say, how famous you may be or how great you may be, that greatness and famous ain't going to get you to heaven. Come on, somebody. Can I preach in here this morning? Amen. Are you praying for me this morning? Amen. 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 What's going to get you to heaven is a pure walk with God. What's going to get you to heaven, amen, is a righteous living. Amen. Ain't that right? Praise God. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. I want to tell you, in order to get to heaven, we must, like I said, live a holy life. We can't live raggedy lives. We got to live a pure life. Bible said only but the pure in heart shall see God. Let's turn over here to James. We're going to see what the word say. It ain't what Pastor Lennon is saying or Brother Jared is saying, but it's what the word of the Lord is saying. James, the 4th chapter and the 17th verse. It said, therefore to him that knoweth to do good and do it not, to him it is a sin. Amen. So when we got knowledge, when we got knowledge of knowing how to live a holy life, we got knowledge and knowing how to do good, and then we do it not. How many know that's a sin? Amen. And I do believe there are quite a few people know the word. Yes. There are quite a few people that have knowledge of the word. But there's quite a few people that's not living the word. Yes. Amen. And we got to have that mind concept that, Lord, I want to live the word. Through you, I can do all things. Through Christ who strengthens thee. Amen. Amen. Let us all say, I can. I know we're living in a time it look like we can't. And people throwing the towel in like they can't. But I'm here to tell you, you can. Through Christ. See, they're going to take the Lord. They're going to take the Lord every step of the way. Amen. We need them, and we got to have them. Praise God. All right, let's move on. We're going to do some traveling here this morning. The Bible said Matthew, let's go to Matthew, the 7th chapter. And we want to read verses 15 through 21. First of all, beware, meaning be watchful, of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Amen. In other words, they can talk like they are Christian. They can quote verses of the Bible. Amen. They can have a good, holy talk and conversation. But, you know, that's not good enough. See, they can fool you. They look good. They talk good. They're in sheep's clothing, looking like a sheep. But they is a goat. Come on, somebody. Amen. I tell you, how many know there's a big difference between a goat and a sheep? When you look at them just naturally, you can right off say, that's a sheep. Man, and that's a goat. Praise God of their nature, of the way they move and the way they conduct themselves. Now let's apply that with us as Christians. Amen. When we look upon ourselves, amen, we got to make sure that we're not just being a false prophet. We just, amen, being playing a hypocrite role. We not real, praise God. And if you don't, you know, it's easy to get sidetracked with those type people if you ain't got that realness in you. How many know when you real, you know somebody else that's real? Amen. When you kind of half-heartedly and you ain't got both feet in, you ain't totally committed, then you go for anything. And that's what I see in the day. Amen. People promoting people, amen, as Christians and promoting people as a child of God, and they not lined up with the word of the Lord. Amen. And I have problem with that. Praise God. Because I read my Bible. I just don't read my Bible for myself, but I read it for others. Praise God. Because when you are a minister of God, you're supposed to know what the words say. And then if you see somebody doing the opposite of the word, then you look, you say, look here. This is what the words say. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Compare the word with your life. Now, you know, somebody said, I don't judge. Well, the word, it judges us. Amen. Amen. When the Bible tell you don't judge, it won't talk about we as Christians because we got to judge. It was talking about the hypocrites. It said, judge not that ye be not judged. If any man judge, ye shall be judged. And what measure you meet, it shall be measured unto you again. First. I think it is that fourth verse. That's the key verse. First hypocrite. First cast the what? Beam out of your own eye. Then you can cast a mote out of thy brother's eye. So those the one don't need to be judging. The one that got a big mote and you trying to work on a little speck. I mean, you got a big beam in your eye and you trying to look on that little speck in thy brother's eye. So you a hypocrite. You ain't living nothing, but you're trying to straighten everybody else out. But we as Christians, we must judge and we judge righteously. Because the Bible teaches us we are known by the fruit we bear. Amen. If you bearing olive berries and you growing bananas, I know we got a problem. Amen. The news media need to come and do a story on that tree that's supposed to be bearing olive berries, but it's bearing bananas. And we as people of God, it's our job. We are, as my dad used to say, fruit inspectors. When you say you're a child of God, amen, and I inspect your fruit and it show otherwise, then you need to repent, amen. You need to say, Lord, I need you. I'm getting sidetracked here. And I do believe that's what need to go on in our land and country today. Amen. Quickly, everybody I see saying, I'm a Christian. I'm a devout Christian. I'm a child of God. And they live in nasty lives and talking nasty stuff. Come on, somebody. We got to go by the book. How many know we got to go by the book? Genesis to Revelation. Genesis to Revelation. We got to take the whole book and eat it up. We can't go in there and pick a few scriptures to try to straighten somebody else out. And then go back over here and pick another scripture to try to straighten the other person out. But we need to straighten ourselves out. I do believe if we sweep around our own front door, come on somebody, you won't have time to sweep around somebody else's door. I like to say, I heard a song say, it takes 6 months to what? Tend to your business. And another 6 months to leave other folks' business alone. And if you do that for a year and year in and year out, you have no time to find fault of other folks. Amen. And then we want to start pointing fingers. That one finger is pointing at that person you find in fault. But then you got three more pointing back at you. So it sounds like you is the problem. Amen. And I do believe from the president on down, amen, let's look on us. Let's look on us. Amen. When a person, amen, just like in families, folks say there's a black sheep in every family. I don't know a lot about that, but that's a saying. But I do know that there are family members. You always got a troublemaker in family members. Troublemaker. You got to, can I say in their most, I say in most families, but I believe I can say in everybody's family. If you're going back, it's always somebody that created problems. Amen. And but what I'm trying to tell you, your job is to what? Let's quit that troublemakers. Let's start trying to pull in and show some greatness and some oneness and some respecting and amen and showing godliness. Amen. Praise God. If this happens from the top to the bottom, this world will be in a better shape. When we see somebody down, it's our job to stoop down and pick them up. Amen. And brush them off and point them to a better land. It ain't your job. It ain't your job to stomp on them and mash them to the ground and kick them to the curb. That's not godliness. That's not the way of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. See, we need to make sure that we are doing God's will. God's will is love. God's will is caring. God's will is pointing folks to a better land. Amen. This song just came to me. Amen. What is it? Let us love one another. There's a verse in there I want to read. I think it's 253. Y'all bear along with me, church. I got a burden this morning, and I want to deliver this burden in the fear of the Lord. Number 253. I think that title, love each other. Praise God. It said, that third verse, it said, let us help our fallen brother. Amen. Lift him gently by the hand. Don't jerk him up and loose his neck. Come on, somebody. Make his knee come out of place. Praise God. Be gentle with him now. Amen. Let us help him. Amen. And point him to a better land. Amen. Speaking what? Words of cheer and comfort. And point him to a better land. I hear a lot of words in these last 2 weeks, and it didn't bring me no cheer, nor comfort. Amen. And our job is to what? Speak in words of cheering comfort and point him to a better land. Amen. Let's, that better land is no more than heaven. Praise God. Get on the Lord side. Amen. Ain't the Lord good in here? Amen. Then it said, in this world of toil and sorrow. Don't we see it? Many hearts are full of care. Let us live. Wake up in here. Let us live to serve our master and each other burden bearer. Let us ever love each other with a heart that warm and true, ever doing
to our brother as to us we have him do. When the heart is sad and lonely, huh? Don't we get like that sometime? I want to tell you, we ain't Superman or Superwoman. Sometimes our hearts get sad and lonely. But I'm so glad we got somebody to turn to. When the heart is sad and lonely, and the eyes with tears overflow, what do we need? Gentle words and deeds of kindness fall like sunbeam on the snow. That's my message this morning. Amen. That's the conduct. That's the way we behave as becoming saints. Amen. Praise God. Don't promote. Do not promote things that ungodly. Promote Christ. Promote Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise God. To God be the glory. All right, now we can read. The Bible said over here, this is the word. It said, ye shall, it said, amen, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep clothing, but inwardly they are wavering wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Did it say by their tongue or by their mouths or the way they talking? But you will know them by their fruits. You can talk a good game, but your fruits is what we're looking at. We are fruit inspectors. We can be. Ask a question. Do men gather grapes or thorns or figs or thistles? Amen. Amen. Even so, every good tree. Let us all say good tree. Bring it forth good fruit. Now, if you're a good tree, you'll bring forth good fruit. And that's what we're looking for in our land and country today. We are looking for good fruit. But a corrupt tree bringing forth evil fruit. This is what the words say. So when you're doing corrupt and when people call you evil, don't get upset. You need to say, Lord, help me. Help me, Lord, to get back on the right track. Bible said, verse 18, a good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. Wow, that's heavy. If you're a good tree, you can't even produce evil fruit. So where all this evil coming from in this world today? Where all this evil coming from in churches today? Where all this evil fruit coming, amen, in family members today? But everybody going to heaven though. Amen. I'm a devout Christian. I love the Lord. He's on my side. Hello in him. If you ain't doing what the word say, he ain't on your side. Amen. I don't care what you say out of your mouth. I told you, we got to quit talking the talk. We got to walk the walk. We got to live this thing. Amen. You can talk about it. Amen. You can shout about it. Amen. You can call yourself jumping for joy about it. But you need to sit down and live a holy life. Treat folks right. Love your enemy. Do good. Amen. I'm talking to the whole entire world. I'm talking to the White House, to your house, and my house, and everybody's house. Because I see that there are going to be folks that think they're going to be in heaven. And I'm afraid they ain't going to make it because they're not following the word of the Lord. What did the word say, brothers and sisters? A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. You got to be born again. You got to allow the Lord to come into your life. You got to allow the Lord to change that mind. Let that mind mind of Christ be in you. The Bible said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. If you get the mind of the Lord, we wouldn't have no problem in this world and country today. We wouldn't need the Air Force and the Army guys all parading up down the world and country today if everybody had the mind of the Lord. We wouldn't need the military. We wouldn't need the police department. Because everybody's following procedure. But you don't see this today. If this world continued to last, there will be more and more falling out the race. Amen. You don't have people that's really truly dedicated. Just a few. That's why the Bible said just going to be a few that make it therein. Because it's just going to be only the pure in heart shall see God. Do you really want to see God? Do you really want to go to heaven? Do you really want to be a child of God? Well, then we must change our ways. Amen. Even family members got disturbance. Don't want to be around other family members. Want to be a separation. But I'm saved. Amen. I just shouted last Sunday and spoke in some tongues. How many know tongues ain't going to save you? How many know jumping up and coming back down and still living in sin, you won't make heaven? We must live this thing. I know it's tight, but I'm here to tell you in the fear of the Lord, we got to make some changes. Because the Lord going to say, where I am, you cannot come. And that's why the Bible got preachers to declare the good news. He tell you to spur not, lift up your voice like a trumpet and show thy people their transgression. Everybody wants silent. They don't want you to show me nothing. Don't show me my transgression. Some folks will tell you, and I have folks will tell me, I live like I want to live. I do like I want to do. Well, keep doing like you want to do and see where you end up. I'm trying to get you to go to heaven. How many know heaven is a holy place? Filled with glory and with grace. And sin cannot enter there. Amen. It don't matter who you are. It don't matter what zip code you may live in, whatever your position may be, everybody going out of here. Some going to be prepared and some going to be unprepared. But it's my job in the fear of the Lord to help us to know, to make sure that we're prepared and that we got fruit on our tree. And not only fruit, but good fruit. A good tree. I said a good tree. That's talking about you and I, isn't it? Hope so. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is what? Hewed down and cast into the fire. So if you ain't bearing no fruit, no need to be out growing. I mean, you ain't doing nothing. You ain't growing. You ain't. Amen. So it's good for the fire. The Bible said, wherefore, by their fruits, ye shall know them. That's how you're going to tell if somebody's a Christian. That's how you're going to tell if somebody's saved is what? By their fruit. Not what you say. Talking, as I said earlier, talking is cheap. It ain't what you say out of your mouth. Because everybody's saying they saved. Everybody's saying they're the child of God. But really? Not everyone that said unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that what? Doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Praise God. So we got to make sure that we're following the book. Now, this is the way the Lord let me see through this word. I would tell all of us in the fear of the Lord, open your Bibles up. Everybody. If you want to see if you're in line with the word, get the Bible open up. And then you, right here side of the Bible, the way you live, the things you say, the behavior that you take place, all that you think is gospel and good, you got the Bible right here. Let's see what the Bible say about it. Let's see what the word say. Open the word. Don't base your religion on me. And don't base your religion on no man, but the man of God and the word of God. This will judge you. This will tell everybody, amen. And I can read the Bible and I can see that the words say this. I'm looking in it. Are y'all looking in it? Then I see somebody else doing that. So there's a friction there. We can't make the word, come on, change for us because we want to go to the left. But we got to allow us to change with for the word. Come on now. That's the answer. That's what folks are doing. They're twisting the word and make the word say something to appease them. But I'm here to tell you, in the fear of God, we can't add or take away from his word. We got to take the word as it is. It's in the book. And if you're going to go to the Lord's heaven, you got to follow his procedure. If you want your cake to come out, you're going to have to follow the recipe. Now that recipe calls for 4 eggs and you're going to put 8 eggs. Amen. It calls for 2 cups of sugar and you're going to put 6 cups. It ain't coming out right. You want to be right. If you want to do the right thing, we got to go by the word from Genesis to Revelation. Amen. And I don't care how long the world lasts, the word's still the same. It does not change. Bible said change not. You will change. Maybe I may change. But the word ain't going to change for nobody. When you get hired on a job, they have policies. How many know those policies must be followed? And some of them policies you might don't want to follow it, then you better find you another job. Amen. Because the boss going to say, on this job, we can't have this, and you can't do that. This is company policy. Huh? Ain't it right? In the job I ever been on, I had to follow the procedure. So the same thing with God. God has a policy. This is the policy book. Can you see it? And we got to follow his policy if we want to stay in his company. If we want to go back to his heaven. And having to know the word don't bend for you. Amen. We all got to go by the same book.
It don't matter who you are. You can be a Democrat. You can be a Republican. You can be whatever. It'll say policy. You know what? I thank God for policy. One thing about God, like I said earlier, this policy is not so grievous or so hard that we cannot follow. Because when you get born again and salvation in you, it is Him that's living it through you anyhow. Do you realize that? You can't follow the Lord unless His Spirit abide with you and lead you and give you the strength to do what you're doing. You take the Lord and His power and His Spirit. And the Lord is so fair, He'll never tell us to do something that He does not give us the strength and the power to do it. Amen. So whatever He tell you to do, know that you got the power to do it. Amen. Praise God. Okay, let's go over here, church. We got another thought we want to bring out before we bring this to a conclusion. You know, there are people that have hidden agendas. Amen. They want to live a private Christian life. They don't want nobody to get involved with them. They like to be, you know, lonely and by themselves. But they all say that they are a child of the Lord. But I'm going to tell you all, we need to all be together. Together we stand, and divided we fall. Amen. And I want to tell you, although you trying to live a secret life, I'm here to tell you what done in the dark will still come out in the light. Amen. How many in here know you can't fool God no time? You may fool man sometime, but I'm here to tell you, in the fear of God, you can't fool God no time. He see you. He see you, sister, in Burlington. Come on, somebody. Brother, He see you in Hillsborough. Amen. We got one all the way from Lumberton now. Amen. He can see you in Lumberton, North Carolina. You just can't hide. I don't care where you go. There was a person who was trying to escape not long ago, and they was way in New York or somewhere out of state. Praise God, and trying to hide because they know they done something wrong. But the authority was able to find them. Him. Look at God. Brother Jonah, he thought he was going to hide down in the bottom of the ship. He was trying to sleep and be quiet and breathe real softly. But guess what? The shipmaster. Amen. They looked all upstairs. They didn't see Brother Jonah. But they kept looking, and they went down in the bottom. And that's just where he was. Look at God. I want to tell you, you can't hide from God. He knows you. He knows your address. He knows your DNA. He knows your social security number. He knows what you're thinking right now.
He knows what you're going to think when you leave from here. But it's time to think godly. Let this godly mind be in you that were also in Christ Jesus. He knows if you fall in procedure. Amen. How many know you can't cover up? Sometimes you try to cover up your head, your feet is out. Then you try to cover up your feet, your head is out. What that tell you? You can't hide from God. I know in the last days, there's a lot of hiding, but in the last days, the Lord is doing a lot of exposing. And he's pulling the cover off. And that's why people's running around and uncomfortable. They've been hiding for a long time. Now it's uncomfortable. The Lord is exposing you. Let you know, old fella, you need to get it together. While blood and a woman in your vein. You need to change your life. You need to be a new creature in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17 said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a what? New creature. Old things are passed away. And behold, all things are become new. Praise God. When we get connected with the Lord, when we begin to allow him to come into our life and we be a new creature, we fall in his procedure. Amen. Then we're on the winning side. We're on the winning team. And we have the winning ticket. Let's turn over here to Luke. Amen. Amen. Come on now. Praise God. Praise God. They call a buffet today. Praise God. Bear along with me. This is what's going to get you to heaven. All right, Luke 12th chapter. Let's see what the word say about covering and hiding. The Bible said in Luke the 12th chapter, verses 2 and 3. It said, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. Therefore, whatsoever ye have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light. And that which ye have spoken in the ear in closets shall be proclaimed upon the housetop. Can I get a witness in this place? So this is a proven factor to let us know we can't hide, we can't be covered, because we're going to be revealed and exposed. Nothing covered that shall not be revealed. Neither hid that shall not be known. Therefore, whatsoever ye have spoken in darkness, you may have spoken in darkness, but guess what? It shall be heard in the light. Hello. Ain't God good? And that, see, sometimes people think, they say something in secret. Nobody know but me. Let me tell you this. I know a lot right now about people. And they think it's secret. Nobody know. I know. Amen. But the Lord never told me to expose it to them. But they need to listen to the Lord and reveal it, because God knows and people knows. Amen. Come on. Praise God. Amen. In the government, not long ago, somebody supposed to have some secret traffic. And they thought the mics was off and all that stuff. And they whistling, blah, 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 blah. And they being recorded. And everybody heard all that was said. Can I get a witness in here? We got to watch ourselves. Let's be honest and fair and do stuff right. Because all this stuff that folks will think you're hiding. First of all,
I ain't got to worry about sin, but God see it. And you gonna be judged. Amen. See? So be careful. And it said, therefore, whatsoever ye have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light. And that which ye have spoken in the ear, in the closet. You know, sometimes you're in the closet, you just know it's safe. But it said, it shall be proclaimed upon the housetop. Amen. Folks can hear, know what's going on the housetop.
Come on, somebody. All right. One last scripture here. I want to let you know, we all got to stand before God. Things that done in secret, things that done openly. We all going to be judged. Amen, by the things that we have done. And we want to be ready. The Bible said, 2 Corinthians, amen, the 5th chapter and the 10th verse. This will be our last scripture here. It said, for we must all appear. I want to say we all have invitation. And this is not an option. Optional. Shall I go or shall I stay? Amen. Where it said, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad. Now, I know you would like that scripture reverse itself. I believe we would like it to say, whether it be good, and leave it there. But he's going to let us know, he's going to make known if it been good or if it been bad. We all, amen, going to be judged according to what we have done, amen, whether it be good or whether it be bad. So upon conclusion of this message, it's time to walk the walk. And let's quit talking the talk. Everywhere you see people talking. And everybody's a Christian, so to say. Everybody is saved and living for God. But I'm here to tell you, in the fear of the Lord, God is the judge. So watch the way we behave. Watch the way we live our lives. Let's compare our lives with the word of the Lord. See, I didn't say compare yourself with man, because man have failures, man have blunders and mistakes. And sometimes you look at a man or a woman that say they're a Christian, and you kind of compare yourself among yourselves, and you will say, well, you know what? I'm doing about as good as they doing. I'm living just as holy as they living. No, compare yourself with the word of the Lord. Amen. And I tell you, and that is the answer. May God bless you today. And we hope and pray that you got something to help you and on your Christian walk. Amen. So when we leave from here, we don't know when we're leaving. Death may come. Amen. Problem may arise. Sickness may take us out of here. We don't know. But I want you to know this. We got to make sure that we're living a righteous and holy life. God bless.